Good Tuesday to you, and greetings again from the practice field here at the New Orleans Saints headquarters on Airline Drive with John DeShazer. I'm Sean Kelly, and welcome into the New Orleans Saints morning report here on NewOrleansSaints.com. It looks like, now we said this yesterday, it looks like the weather's going to hold for an outdoor practice today. Yesterday morning, it looked just like this, and boy, did the skies open up. The Saints moved indoors, and obviously fans were kind of left out. So far, so good with regard to the fans. They are permitted to be here today, and Coach Payton, John, yesterday after practice, was anxious to get his team back outside again.
Well, I think he wants to get them outside in the heat to kind of build up their stamina a little bit more. It's, you know, it hadn't been exactly a country club, you know, atmosphere, but being in West Virginia and being in the inside facility yesterday, the temperatures haven't been exactly what the Saints kind of need to toughen up a little bit in terms of getting used to this weather.
Yesterday was the first full practice indoors for the Saints during this training camp. They were in full pads. Drew Brees back in full pads, and Coach Payton seemed pleased with Brees' tempo and performance yesterday.
Well, Drew seemed to have a pretty good tempo going in the two-minute drill. They worked the two-minute offense a lot yesterday, so they got a lot of reps with the skill position guys and a lot of reps with the defensive back. So he liked what he saw from him. Hopefully he'll get some other guys back at practice today.
Yeah, we should talk about that for a moment. The Jairus Byrd thing has been almost a daily watch now. Well, primarily throughout all of camp, but here in the last couple of days, that's intensified, and certainly we'll keep our eyes out for number 31 on the practice field.
Well, Coach Payton said he expects him back today, but he expected him back yesterday. I think Jairus Byrd's still waiting on that total 100% okay to be back. Also, Keenan Lewis did a little rehabilitation yesterday. He didn't practice. Patrick Robinson still doing a little rehab. He didn't practice yesterday. So that's a lot of defensive backs who aren't on the field right now.
Yeah, one more to note is Champ Bailey. He's been dabbling a bit here in the past couple of days. And then, John, on the offensive side of the football, we continue to see Kenny Stills participate more and more. And while I don't want to say it's full participation, it's as close as it's going to get. And it seems he's working his way back into shape.
Well, I think absolutely. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, one, he's a competitor, but two, he wants to get back on the field. You know, if you're gone, you're forgotten almost. And then you have a Brandon Cooks who kind of comes in and, you know, steals a little thunder. And maybe he's not looking at it that way. They are teammates, but you want to get back out there because you want your teammates and your coaches to remember, look, I'm a big piece of this puzzle too.
All right, Brandon Cooks is a practice time decision today. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't participate or only partially participates. He's been battling a bit of a stomach virus. He even had a little bit of a fever, so we'll wish him well in his recovery on that front as well. Practice begins at 11 a.m. Central Time. It is open to the public. That's, of course, if we hold for outdoor plans here. Keep that in mind. Practice probably will go past the 1 o'clock hour. Later today, we will have full coverage during our New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap, and John and I will keep you updated via the social media platforms throughout the workout. It will be hot, as John mentioned. Temperatures are expected in the low 90s, with heat indices up near 105 today. So keep that in mind. I'm sure we'll see the players taking many breaks to hydrate and not only get better in practice, but survive a practice here on this Tuesday. That'll do it for us for right now. We'll keep you updated, as we said, during practice, and we'll see you later on today right here at NewOrleansSaints.com.